You're listening to an African Elements top news story for December 11, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. West Africa's Emergency: A History of the Crisis by Darius Spearman. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is facing a dire state of emergency. This declaration from the bloc's president paints a grim picture. A storm of military coups and expanding armed groups has plunged the region into chaos. The consequences are devastating for millions of black residents. They endure widespread conflict, forced displacement, and the erosion of basic freedoms. This crisis did not appear overnight. Instead, it is rooted in a complex history that saw an economic alliance transform into a regional peacekeeper, with a long and often difficult journey. For the African diaspora, this is more than a distant headline. It is a crisis in an ancestral homeland. Understanding this emergency requires looking back. The story of ECOWAS is one of high hopes for unity and prosperity, yet it repeatedly confronted the harsh reality that economic progress is impossible without peace. Therefore, the challenges today test the very foundation of regional cooperation. They also raise important questions about governance, security, and the future for millions whose lives are caught in the balance. The instability in West Africa echoes across the globe, reaching communities connected by heritage and a shared struggle for justice. From economic dream to security mandate, ECOWAS was born from a vision of economic unity. On May 28, 1975, 15 West African nations signed the Treaty of Lagos, creating a bloc to foster trade and self-sufficiency. The primary goal was to build a powerful economic community. This would improve living standards for people across the region. However, the founders quickly learned a crucial lesson: economic integration cannot happen amidst war and instability. This realization forced the organization to evolve. ECOWAS had to expand its mission beyond economics to include peace and security. This strategic shift was formalized through several key agreements. The 1978 Protocol on Non-Aggression was the first step, promoting peaceful resolutions to disputes. Subsequently, the 1981 Protocol on Mutual Defense Assistance created a stronger bond. It stated that an attack on one member was an attack on all.
By 1993, a revised treaty officially embedded peace, security, and democratic governance into the core principles of ECOWAS. This evolution laid the groundwork for a more hands-on approach to regional crises, a history that reflects the continent's journey in the post-colonial era. This journey is part of the brief history of Africa before colonialism and after. A history of intervention and the coup belt. To enforce its new security mandate, ECOWAS established a military force in 1990. The Economic Community of West African States Monitoring Group, ECOMOG, was a groundbreaking effort. It was the first time a sub-regional organization in Africa deployed its own troops for peacekeeping. ECOMOG undertook several major interventions. It played a critical role in the Liberian Civil War from 1990 to 1996. It also restored the elected government in Sierra Leone after a coup in 1997. Other deployments followed in Guinea-Bissau, Cote d'Ivoire, and Mali. Despite these efforts, West Africa earned the nickname Coup Belt in the late 20th century. The region suffered from persistent instability and frequent undemocratic power grabs. Between the 1950s and 2000, Africa experienced over 200 attempted and successful coups, averaging about 4 per year. ECOMOG's missions, while praised for promoting regional ownership of security, faced immense challenges. These included limited resources, logistical problems, and accusations of human rights abuses. The interventions showed the world that African nations could take the lead, but they also highlighted the deep-seated nature of the region's political fragility. Understanding the Sahel's deepening crisis. Much of West Africa's current instability is concentrated in the Sahel. This is a vast, semi-arid region stretching across the continent. It serves as a transition zone between the Sahara Desert to the north and more fertile savannas to the south. The name Sahel comes from the Arabic word for shore, as it forms the southern shore of the Desert Sea. Countries like Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger are at the heart of this region. They are currently facing the most severe security threats from armed groups. The area also suffers from environmental crises like desertification, which worsens competition over scarce resources. The violence is largely driven by jihadist extremist groups affiliated with global networks like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State.
Two main factions are Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, JNIM, and the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara, ISGS. These groups exploit local grievances, weak governance, and ethnic tensions to recruit members. They aim to overthrow governments and impose a strict interpretation of Islamic law. Their brutal tactics have fueled a massive humanitarian crisis. This violence tears apart the social fabric of communities and creates a cycle of instability that military leaders often use to justify their power grabs. A democratic retreat. the new wave of coups. Since 2020, West Africa has seen a disturbing resurgence of military takeovers. This trend reverses years of progress toward democratic rule. Successful coups have rocked Mali twice, Guinea, Burkina Faso twice, and Niger. These events mean that by January 2024, over a quarter of ECOWAS member states had experienced democratic reversals. This new generation of military rulers is also staying in power longer. Their average time in control is nearly 1,000 days, compared to just 22 days for military leaders in the preceding two decades. These coups are not happening in a vacuum. They are symptoms of deeper problems. Widespread corruption, poor governance, and the failure of elected leaders to provide security have eroded public trust. In many Sahelian countries, extremist violence has spread uncontrollably, and civilian governments seem powerless to stop it. This insecurity, combined with economic hardship, has led some citizens to welcome military intervention as a potential solution. Consequently, the popular support for these juntas complicates ECOWAS's efforts to restore constitutional order and highlights a profound crisis of faith in democratic institutions. Freedoms under siege, a shrinking civic space. The return of military rule brings a heavy price, the loss of freedom. Across the affected nations, there is a shrinking civic space. This means governments are placing severe restrictions on people's ability to express themselves, assemble, and participate in public life. Military juntas often ban protests, censor the media, and shut down the internet to silence dissent. In Mali, the ruling junta dissolved all political parties. These actions directly attack democratic principles and human rights. For ordinary citizens, this translates into a climate of fear. Journalists, activists, and anyone who speaks out against the government risks arbitrary arrest, detention, or worse.
The justice system is often compromised, leaving no path for accountability. This suppression of rights is a profound social justice challenge. It silences the voices of marginalized communities and prevents civil society from advocating for the vulnerable. The situation draws grim parallels to other historical struggles for freedom, including the period after the American Civil War, which illustrates how post-Civil War Reconstruction failed African Americans to secure their rights. A fractured region and its diaspora connection. The crisis has created deep divisions within West Africa. In a major blow to regional unity, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger announced their withdrawal from ECOWAS in 2024. These three military-led states have formed their own pact, the Alliance of Sahel States, AES. This alliance is a mutual defense agreement, pledging that an attack on one is an attack on all. The creation of the AES challenges ECOWAS's authority and creates a new political bloc in the heart of the Sahel. This split could further complicate efforts to fight extremist groups and manage the region's humanitarian disasters. For African Americans and the broader diaspora, this turmoil is deeply personal. West Africa is the ancestral homeland for a significant portion of the Black population in the Americas. The suffering of people in the Sahel is a family matter, resonating through ties of heritage and culture, including the African roots of Black music. The historical spirit of Pan-Africanism fosters a sense of solidarity, connecting the fight for justice in the Sahel to the global struggle for Black liberation. U.S. and international organizations provide humanitarian aid and security assistance, but the crisis demands sustained global attention. The instability on the continent matters to the diaspora, as it touches shared roots and a common journey toward freedom and self-determination, a journey that has always faced obstacles, but is defined by, against all odds, the astonishing strength and resilience of African-American families. Copyright, African Elements.